Hey, Zach, did Jim Wyndham's office call you?
Good morning, Allstate. This is Karen. May I help you?
Hi, Karen. This is Gabe Nowoski over at Bank of Cardiff. I believe I missed a call from you.
Yes, you called us yesterday to speak with Jim Wyndham.
Yeah, you know, I had actually talked to one of my colleagues here right after I called and found out the news.
Yes.
So I was sorry.
All right, well, listen, I've got a lot of questions. I'm Jim's wife, and I worked here, but I knew nothing about the business. My name's not on anything. But in looking through paperwork, it looks to me like he went through y'all to get this loan to pay this new hire, but the loan actually comes through Everest.
Correct. Yeah, correct? Yeah. A partner of ours. That is correct. Yeah, and I had actually taken some time off work, so I wasn't, when I reached out yesterday, I wasn't aware of, you know, the situation at all, and I was very, you know, very sad and sorry to hear the news.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying to figure out how to handle this Everest. Now, I'm going to have to sell the agency, but that's going to be down the road in a month or so, two or three months.
Right.
In the meantime, Everest was drafting his bank account, $165 a day.
Right. Let me get a little more familiar. I'm bringing up your file right now, because I know I had spoke to him for, you know, quite a while, and then he ended up working with one of my colleagues here while I was out of the office. So I'm trying to bring up the.
Okay. Yeah, the I remember file. Seeing your name on some Bank of Cardiff stuff.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. So it looks like he was funded on the 3rd of August. He's about 56% done. Let's see here.
How much did he borrow completely? Do you know?
Yeah, I can find out in just a moment here. Let's see here. Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear the news. I talk to people all day long, and he was one of the most polite people I've ever spoken to. I'm not kidding when I say that. He really was.
Well, that's, I know, we're all shocked, most, trust me.
Yeah. So it looks like he had borrowed $13,000.
Okay, and that was when?
That was on August 3rd. So let me try and bring up the remaining balance here. And to be 100% honest with you, I've never dealt with this type of situation. But I'll definitely, you know, do my best to get any answers you need and
okay,
whatnot.
Well, here's one of the things I need to know. I called Everest when I realized that they were actually the lender. And I talked to several different people over the course of a couple of days, and they kept saying, you know, we'll get back with you, we'll get back with you. Well, they never did. So I called back one time, and this gentleman answered the phone, and I explained to him the situation, and he was extremely rude.
Really?
Did not care. I don't remember his name. Hold on a second. Did not care of the situation. He just wanted to know how I was going to finish paying the loan.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that.
He said, well, he needs to go because I don't know how he can sleep at night the way he was treating me. But anyway, here was the situation. The draft is $164 and change every day. And when Jim passed away and I called the bank, he had three accounts. So they froze his personal accounts, and then this was the business account, and they could not touch that. It remained open. But that particular week, it was overdrawn because he gets paid once a month. But anyway, Everest was, you know, drafting daily. So when I talked to the Everest guy that day on the phone, he told me that, and it does state this in the paperwork because I did have an attorney look at it. You know, if there's non-sufficient funds at least four times, then they will put you in default and they'll add another $5,000 fee to the pot. And at that particular day, he told me, he said, so it looks like, you know, if he gets one more NSF charge through us, then that's what's going to happen. Well, I've never called him back to find out, so I don't know if they've added the extra $5,000 or not. But anyway, he was just extremely rude. And so this is the problem. I can't pay them off until I sell the agency. So right. I guess they're just going to have to keep drafting. I asked him if he could please just freeze those drafts until we could figure out what was going on, but he said no, that would also put the loan in default, and they would still add the $5,000 fee. So
really? And who did you speak with there?
I don't know who I talked to. Let me see if I made a note of it. Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me see here.
Was this like a manager you were speaking to or a director?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And I'm thinking his name, I'm not sure if his name was Joseph or not. But anyway, when I called that day, I had already been told, had already talked to a girl named Darby, and she had been very nice. And she said, if you haven't heard from us by a certain time on a certain day, you call us back. Well, I never did hear from them, so I called back and asked for her. And this guy answered the phone. And I'm not sure. I've got Joseph written here, but I don't know if that was a different phone call. Let me see. Let me read this real quick. Yeah, his name was Joseph. I spoke to him on October the 20th. He said if I stop these payments, the account will go into default. The default fee is $5,000. The balance that day was $10,383. And if there was one more draft that didn't go through, that would throw it into default. And like I said, I haven't called him back. To verify any more if they've added the charges or not, but that was his name. So anyway, my attorney looked at the fine print, and it's pretty tight. She said they could be a real nasty creditor. So I'm just not sure yet. I'm just letting it go. You know, there was money in the account when I was talking to Joseph, so. You know, technically they should be still getting their money every day. But I just hope they haven't pushed, you know, added the $5,000 fee to it. Because I'm having trouble paying off what I got here.
Yeah, no, like I said, I've never, you know, sometimes we can't do stuff in-house, so mm-hmm. we work with them.
Yeah, do it out.
And so I've never, I've never had to deal with this particular situation of someone mm-hmm. passing away. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do is I'll look in, it's still early here. It's, I just got into the office actually, but I'm going to look into this for you and kind of see, you know, it's bizarre to me because, you know, this particular circumstance, you think that would be the most valid reason for them to freeze payments temporarily until you guys get situated. So I'm not really sure.
He was not concerned at all about that. Didn't even offer condolences, was very ugly tone and, you know, I mean, like I said, I just thought that was so uncalled for, you know.
Yeah, I apologize, and we're not, you know.
Oh, it's not y'all's fault.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know.
I'm sorry that you had to deal with that and you know, of course, with Jim. But I'm going to speak to my my manager here when he gets in and try and get some mm-hmm. clarification on, you know, if I were you, in the meantime, I would just try and speak to the highest person up there you can speak to and just explain to them the situation because... it sounds like to me you just got one bad representative.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping.
You know, which I truly believe so. So I would get back in touch with them. I'll get in touch with my manager when he gets in here shortly and mm-hmm. Hopefully get back to you by the end of the day with some information.
In the meantime,
I would definitely reach out. And it's Karen, correct?
Karen, yes.
Karen,
okay. K-A-R-E-N. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, in the meantime, I would definitely reach out and just, you know, really try to speak to the person highest up there. And it sounds like you just kind of got a bad egg there within their company. So I will...
Should I ask for the manager when I call that number?
I would, yeah. I would.
Why I'm thinking Joseph was a manager, because I said, may I speak with Darby? And I explained, when I explained the situation, he says, well, she's going to end up reporting back to me anyway.
Really? I would just try and speak with someone else. I just wouldn't call his direct line if you haven't, and try and speak with someone else regarding the matter, because what did your attorney say about it?
She just said she looked at it briefly. I've only met with her once, and she was looking over the Everest funding paperwork, the policy or whatever you call it, the agreement. And she said that they had a pretty tight hold on everything. And see, I'm hoping that's not going to affect me being able to sell the business. But surely if they know they're going to get paid, they would not give me an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That you definitely don't want
them. She didn't explain what she was reading to me. She just said that they could be a very difficult creditor to deal with.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, I will. I'll speak to my manager here. Like I said, I've never, unfortunately, never had to deal
you've
with.
Yeah, you never had
this.
The experience, right?
Yeah,
we're all in a learning process here. Trust
me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, see what you can find out about it. I mean, I would love to see it just frozen and then let me maybe do an offer, after the business is sold, and see what they'll accept.
Right.
I mean, at least they do need to get the $13,000 back, but they've already gotten some of that, see, because the balance on 10/20 was $10,383. So,
right.
They've already
I can give you a specific, a specific balance on the note. So, let me see here.
So, this would be as of today?
Yeah.
That'll let me know whether they've added the $5,000 or not.
Yeah, it'll just be good to know. Okay. Bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened with Jim?
Oh, God.
He was young. He was a young.
He was 55. He took his own life.
Oh, wow. I'm
mm-hmm.
so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
We
were all just completely blown away ourselves about it, because that he obviously was dealing with whatever he was dealing with alone with himself and didn't share anything with anyone. Nobody suspected anything.
Yeah, that's horrible. I'm so sorry you had to deal
mm-hmm.
with that.
Thank you.
Let's see. So you guys are 56.17% paid through. The balance should be right around 8,000.
Really?
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me see. Yeah, I believe so. It's right around 8,000.
As of today. So they obviously have not added in the $5,000 default fee.
Which is good. Yeah, I would definitely get in touch with them immediately today and try and get in touch with someone else. I mean, that's ridiculous. You had to deal with that. But I'll speak to my manager here, kind of see, what happens in these type of situations and try to get you.
Yeah, right. And find out for me, too. Make sure, if you can, that they haven't added that default fee. And maybe they did not, because it wouldn't be this balance if they had. It would be $13,000. So,
right.
So that's good to know. I mean, and like I said, his paycheck goes in once a month. I don't anticipate any more problems as far as overdrafts are concerned. So they ever should, if they keep drafting daily, they should not have an issue. And that's a good thing. So,
yeah, absolutely.
That's very much doable when everything is said and done. So I think at this point, I'm just going to let it go, let them keep drafting. And by the time I sell the agency, it might be real down very low. It might not be much of an issue at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we're talking, if we were talking $20,000, $30,000, yeah, I'd be upset, you know, but this is very doable. And at $164 a day, that takes a lot out really quick. Right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It is only, it's a Monday through Friday draft. But okay. So I'm seeing some names here on the documents. John Smith, is he? He doesn't have access to the accounts.
Who is John Smith? Don't know. Don't know what.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jim's the only person's name on this one. I mean, I'm not listed anywhere. I'm not on the business. I'm not on the house mortgage. I'm not on anything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll get in touch with you later on in the day and try and get some clarification as far as the best approach. But in the meantime, I would definitely reach out to them and you know, reiterate.
Just make sure, sure they're still drafting and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Just check.
If you call back today and for some reason I'm not here, I have to pick my grandson up from school. Anna is the only other person here. She'll answer the phone. You can tell her anything because she's in this with me, okay?
Okay, I will. All right. Alrighty, Karen.
All right, thank you, Gabe.
Yep, you got it. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.